I love catching up with, depending on the season, and now we're, of course, in baseball season, the writers and columnists from this area who I like and respect and love to read, but I just don't see very often anymore. And one of those is Kevin Kernan from the New York Post, who joins me now. Kevin, how are you?
Kim, great to be with you again, and let me join the chorus of welcoming you back. It's great to hear you.
Thank you. You know I enjoy you, and I love your columns. What the heck is going on with the New York Yankees, Kevin?
Yeah, I think most of all, Kim, I just wrote about this. It's posted. I was there all weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I was in Houston, and this is what's happening. You get Joe Girardi, now all of a sudden you want to get the other side.
Right.
So you go the opposite. You get, and Aaron Boone's wonderful guy, nice guy. But I think the pitching is terrible, and we'll get to that in a little bit. But he doesn't have a sense of urgency yet. And this is a big test for Boone because, as I mentioned in my column tonight, I said, break out the s'mores. Everything is not kumbaya. Every once in a while, I get a good little dig in there. And again, it's nothing personal, but
right.
I'm down in Houston, and I hear we're gonna turn the corner. The first night I let it go, okay? I let it go.
Right.
The second night I hear the exact same thing, doubled down. Now I write about it, and now today, I gave my grade out today with one of my questions. I said, everything's going wrong. Are you disappointed in any way?
Right.
I know I'm disappointed. I'm a writer. Yankee fans are extremely disappointed. And now he went into the kumbaya thing again about, they're showing up. He didn't say, at least he didn't say, I like our compete, that one drives me a little nuts too. So I think what's got to happen here is he's got to realize that he's got to step out of who he is as a person and become a little bit more, okay, we got to clean this up. We got to be better. And it's on the players as well as it's on me. Let's go. Everything can't be, a wonderful fine day with rainbows and chocolate chip cookies. And it's just not that way. I know they got the sports psychologists. I know everything's, you try to keep everything positive. But the bottom line here is now it's been too ugly against too many bad teams. I can't tell you how bad that Chicago White Sox team is. The things that they did today, I couldn't believe. They don't slide in the second. They slow down on a steal attempt and get doubled up. They make errors. They don't really have any baseball IQ. And on the flip side of that, the Yankees get behind and they're swinging. They're in top of the order coming up. The ninth hitter swings at the first pitch. And there's no common sense now. And the Yankees really, it was nice to see him create some runs. They fed off of CC's energy yesterday.
Right.
But today it was I thought today was a complete disaster.
Well, between the Orioles and White Sox, they shouldn't be able to come up with a lineup that would beat the Yankees. And instead, they've both won series against the Yankees already this season. I mean, that part
at home.
At home, exactly. At home. Here's a couple things I wrote down from Boone's press conference, Kevin, and I do believe one of these answers at least was in answer to your question. But, he said, we walk in the room with high expectations. That hasn't wavered. We're just not playing our best yet, period. He said he likes the approach, saying that the intent and focus, I think we're fine. This is what I said earlier in the program, Kevin. They're not fine. I mean, they may be a lot of things, and injured is one of them, but they're not fine. And I'm surprised that that's okay with Brian Cashman.
My gut feeling tells me it's not okay with Brian Cashman, and that actually was my question.
Okay.
And again, there was I always leave a little wiggle room, and I'm not asking him to rip these guys. I'm not asking.
Oh, no,
but
no,
he's
and
got
I heard
it.
The question, yeah. And you didn't, hold his feet to the fire or anything.
Not
no.
at all. But that day is coming if it doesn't improve. But it's almost like, I got to say, it's a little bit what Mickey Callaway went through last year when he was, everything was good, too. And Mickey and I had a nice lunch before the season started, and he's a totally different, when you sit him down in that atmosphere, he's a totally different person. And I think Boone is just one of these super positive guys. I think to some degree he believes this, and I think what the Yankees thought they were getting was a guy who's going to be much more positive and work with these young millennials and deal with them and keep everything happy. But also, in times of trouble, you got to step it up a little bit. So I think from Cashman's press conference the other night, Friday night, I was not at that game. but I read Joel Sherman's column and everything. It was clear for me, reading between the lines, that Catherine was being the bad cop, and Boone is still doing the good cop, and Boone's got to get a little bit more. And it still may not help because of all the injuries and things like that, but at least get some fire. Try some things. They're not playing with a lot of energy. Mm-hmm. And again, the pitching, this, you know, I think it's four of the last five games or three of the last four games. The pitcher hasn't even gotten out. The starting pitcher hasn't gotten out in the fifth inning.
Right.
You know, so you can't win like that. And the bullpen, one of the things I want to mention about the bullpen is this is a bullpen that walks people. That's the problem. And that's who they are as people, though. You know, that's who they are as pitchers. So I think they've tried some things. And I think the Yankees like to try to fix everybody. And sometimes you go a little too far with some of their pitchers and want to add this or that. And it comes from above. And sometimes it works, but sometimes it doesn't work. And I think it's not working with a guy like Chad Green. And I'm not getting in that Sonny Gray thing because I thought Sonny Gray was off the charts with the slider thing. That had nothing to do with Larry. That was above him, Larry Rothschild. But I think you just got to go out and play sometimes, play your best, play hard, and play to win. And also, you know, you got to have a take no prisoners attitude at times, and they don't have that.
Do you think, Kevin Kernan, that the number of injuries is weighing on this team? Not in the sense that they miss those players, obviously they do, but that the healthy players are somehow buying into the idea that they're missing too many guys and really aren't the team they're supposed to be?
I would say it wasn't in Houston, but I'm getting a sense of that now.
Okay.
I also think the other side of that is a physical thing. Brett Gardner's playing too much. What do you hear? What did you hear all spring training?
Right.
Oh, you know, we got depth now. We're not going to wear off Brett Gardner. Well, you know, he's older, a year older, and they're wearing him out.
Right.
You know, and it's because of the situation. They don't have enough outfielders. But a lot of it is, you know, and they took a lead again today, and I think that was like the 12th time they've taken a lead, the first scored first. And they don't have 12, you know, 12 wins because of that.
They've blown leads in the majors, yeah. Tied with Kansas City. Yeah.
And that's a concern.
Yes.
And that's a concern. And if the Red Sox had a good game today, I guess, if they get it together, and nobody's even mentioned this, but, you know, yeah, the Red Sox are stumbling along, but, you know, the Rays aren't. The Rays are a baseball organization. They're pitching. They're doing everything. It's one of those things. If they get off to a quick lead, all of a sudden the Yankees and the Red Sox are fighting for a wild card. And that's a whole different world.
It would be indeed. Kevin, what do you see? They're not the same. They're both lefties, but they're not the same. But they are going to be the Yankees starters against Boston when the Red Sox come to the stadium for two games this week. Happ and Paxton. Paxton says he was tipping his pitches in Houston, that he's going to figure that part out. Jay Happ, yesterday with CeCe, was having a little bit of fun during the press conference at CeCe's locker, I guess, asking him how he was hitting the corners because he could take some tips from CeCe probably. But but what do you make of those two? When you mention the Yankees pitching, what do you make of those two lefties?
Yeah, that's a great question, and here's what I see. Paxton is going through that thing like, wow, I came from Seattle, and this is a little different here.
Oh.
And I'm trying to figure out. Yeah, it's not Sonny Gray. Like somebody told me today, he's not Sonny Gray. So that's good news. So I think Paxton is the kind of guy that'll do his best to work through this. And the tipping thing was something that Carlos Beltran pointed out to him, essentially, because he was with the Astros, obviously. He was showing his knuckle when he was throwing the knuckle curve. So the runners at second base were getting a read on that. And that explains a lot, but it doesn't explain everything. To his credit, he said, I didn't pitch well in Houston, too.
Okay.
So I think, you know, the other thing he said that was very interesting, you know, and again, it's great that these players do it. Al Leiter did it forever. But he, you know, he has his personal sports psychologist for 8 years, I think he's been using them. And he's trying to, you know, he's trying to work through these issues now. So that's a veteran pitcher who is in a new world, and he's going to have to make adjustments. Now, Happ is a totally different case. Happ is, you know, he kind of came to New York and got it right away. Here's the problem with Happ, though. He's a little bit older. He wasn't really having his velocity in command when he was in Toronto. The Yankees took a chance on him. It worked out well. It might have been adrenaline, but he picked it up. Now, all of a sudden, what's he got? He's got the same problems that he had in Toronto. He's got command and velocity problems. So is that a question of age? Can he regain it? That's where we're at now. And that's why these next two games will be a nice test for both these guys.
What do you make of Tanaka, who, you know, in the part of his press briefing or press conference I saw today, you know, when he meets the media, essentially, said, you know, he had nothing today, including the splitter. Like, he hasn't had the splitter all year, and he had nothing today. I mean, where's the, what is your, what's your take on Tanaka?
Yeah, he had less than nothing. He should have been knocked out in the second and third inning if the White Sox weren't the White Sox. They I mean, Abreu hits a ball down the line, and there's no excuse. He's a veteran player. He left field line. He literally stands there, I think it's foul, stops running.
Mm.
He scrambles in for a double. The other guy, the second baseman, who made the critical error on Saturday, blowing a double play ball, which basically led to the Yankees' runs. He, you know, on a strike him out, throw him out double play. He stops leading into second base and doesn't slide. So he does two major blunders. Mancado gets thrown out. It's like they've never seen right field at Yankee Stadium. They hit a double in the corner. They think they can basically gallop in a second. When I covered Tony Gwynn, and this is where the game has changed, a great point. Tony Gwynn, every stadium he went into, he was a right fielder. He would take two buckets of balls off the right field wall. He would see how it would play, and he would also see how the balls would play when he would double down the line and things like that. Mm. No players do any of that anymore. They don't take infield, and I'm not. This is not an old man yelling at clouds. This is baseball 101. They don't put the effort into it, and it shows every day. And the teams like I will say this: the Orioles played hard. The White Sox just maybe had a little bit more talent with the injuries, but not that much more talent.
Mm-hmm.
And the Yankees should have ate him alive. Jimenez, he is so far off. He gives you the whole second half, the whole outer half of the plate. The Yankees pitchers couldn't even figure that out. So the Tanaka is concerning to me because I think they're counting on him more with the Severino injury. And I think when he gets in that situation, I think he tries to do more. And when he tries to do more, you got to have loose muscles to play baseball. All of a sudden, I think things tighten up a little bit and nothing moves.
Interesting. We'll see what it's obviously early, Kevin. I hope we talk many times totally during this early baseball season. I do want to get you for a moment on the Mets. I will say this as essentially a baseball fan at this point, which is what I am. They are so much more watchable this season already. It's not even funny. I mean, they are actually an entertaining team. Even last night, they come back. Now, they weren't going to come back twice from four-run deficits, but they come back from the first one. They at least gave it a whirl. Last night turned into a disaster, but they gave it a whirl early to get back into that one. I like this team just as a viewer.
Yeah, it's a fun team because they're playing with purpose, and they're playing like, you know, you got to beat us. Before, it used to be just, okay, we got to get some runs for the pitchers. But now they're more balanced, and that's part of Yankees' problem. They don't have that balance. So now all of a sudden, you know, and a lot, again, I'm not patting myself on the back. This is reality.
Mm-hmm.
I picked up on Alonso right from the first day of spring training. He's got to be here, and here's why. He's a hitter.
Yep.
He's not just a power guy. And I was the one who wrote the column suggesting batting him second, breaking up the lefties.
Hmm.
And they did it. You know,
right.
Like I said, Mickey did a little bit more open over there. And I also kid with Brody all the time. I call him game changer because he's changing the game of way GMs deal with players.
Hmm.
You know, that crazy, I thought it was crazy when they said it to me at the time when I went down to do my usual Kernan early spring training,
right,
when I got him alone. And he said, you know, the players don't work for us. We work for the players.
Hmm.
And that philosophy is across the board now with them. And they've weathered the storm. And it also shows you the value of young players and bringing that energy in there. And I think when they get Frazier back, he will only help them. I know a lot of people are saying, oh, how are they going to fit it all together?
Yeah, I'm one of them.
Yeah, I know. I get it. But I think he'll be one of these guys that'll be kind of like a super utility guy. He'll be their Zobrist.
Okay.
As long as you don't use him to take other guys out right now.
I don't want McNeil coming out for Frazier. I don't want that.
No, McNeil is he's a unique character. He's not scared, no fear. That's the biggest difference, I would say, in the Mets this year from last year, besides a little more talent, obviously. Their fear factor, they have no fear, where in the past they played scared.
I love it. Kevin, you are absolutely terrific. I didn't need this interview to remind me, but you did. Thank you so much.
Always a pleasure.